We have completed the 40 days which profit our souls. So the church begins several hymns for this weekend's St. Lazarus and Palm Sunday celebration. Tonight at sundown, the 40 days of Great Lent are completed. So I greet you on this 40th and final day of Great Lent and hope that your Lenten journey was spiritually profitable. I hope that you are truly able to repent of a sin or two that has been weighing you down, that your change of mind has really changed your direction and brought you into the loving arms of Jesus Christ. Some of you have crosses you must bear. Who am I kidding with the word like some? All of us have crosses that we bear. If this Lent did not lighten your cross, I pray that its prayer, power, mystery, and grace made you all the stronger and wiser in your walk with that cross. And if you think back over the past 40 days since our Forgiveness Sunday blizzard, think of all that you have to be grateful for. I hope this Lent has made us more Eucharistic, which literally means thankful. Has this Lent made you a more grateful believer? I'll pause here for 7 seconds, and I want you to say out loud 7 things you're grateful for. Ready? Go. And finally, I want us to remember why the church ends Lent so many days before Pascha. One of the hymns explains it pretty clearly. We have completed the 40 days that profit our souls, so let us beg the lover of man to enable us to see the holy week of his passion. The 40 days enable us to see the holy week of his passion. In the Orthodox Church, we're not just preparing for a celebration. Anyone can celebrate. We're preparing to follow, to watch, and to truly see the holy week of our Savior's passion. All of it. The best way to see that week is to participate in the divine services. And while some people can't make the services because of their health or work schedules, let's be honest, most of you probably have a mental list of the services you do come to and the services you don't. How many years has it been since one or two of those moved from the don't list to the do list? Why not this year? And honestly, these are the most beautiful services, musically, poetically, and spiritually, of the church year. We have completed the 40 days that profit our souls to see the holy week of his passion. How can we see if we aren't there?